Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, tricky.
hectic days, riding in my lane. Picks up the Oscar and Joaquin. Big Stu and brought some to my team. Swaying King Tech, hit the wake up show. Raji, Stevie B, and Chino. Be Lamont, Stat Quo, and Buster. Truth heard straight after Math and Marsha. Big Billy Clark and Erica Grayson. Justice Morgan for collecting the statements. My lawyers, Joey and Pete, doing their thing. Mama, my toaster, my man, Silver Rings. I wanna send a special thanks to Gator and Keita. They ain't no better soldiers, hope I ain't fail as a leader. Send my brother through this whole thing, PhD. Mama Pearl and to Uncle Keith, RIP. Mama Cannon, and of course, my sister Teach. I know I missed a lot of names, don't be mad at me. I love you all. I know I said I would retire, bro, cause rap music is getting tired, so onto a better genre, somewhere I can grow into a giant, the musical Kobe Bryant, yo. And my music is so defiant, yo, against the grain, like trying to train a mini pro. You kept a Willie sound, silly songs are semi-pro. Anybody could get in the game and win with any flow. I know I ain't heard a good CD in a long time, and I'm tired of what's been on the radio. Save me, yo, better yet, I'll save myself. I'm looking to save my life, y'all looking to save your wealth. I'm looking to make a difference, so I won't sit on the shelf. I'ma come around when I'm needed, I don't need your help. I don't even care if y'all follow me, go and lead yourself. People here to keep to the cells, y'all need to free yourself from yourself. I know it's big business to darken a soul like good Guinness. And once they got you, then the snakes win it. That's really what's making it hard for me to stay in it. Just pray for me for real. I'm up against all of these fakes in it. Trying to turn these 5 minutes of fame to a straight minute. Better now than never. I'm sorry I'm so late with it. It's good music for your soul. Fill your plate with it. I know this ain't the time to relax. Intelligence is a rare artifact. In fact, it's irrelevant when you see rappers blow dough for the hell of it. Now I know why everybody want rap. You tired of the Toyota, you wanting a Maybach. You wanting your wheel of fortune, Pat Sajak. I know you're tired of hearing me say fact. You don't want to listen, well, you can hit your playback. Way back. I know I ain't gonna change a molecule, rearrange nothing to deviate from what I can do, cause it ain't easy to do it the way that I can do. I'm giving information to the misinformed, the message of the misinterpreted, you've been warned. I came to turn up the temperature cause you've been warm, and we need hot, it's just not, it's cool, homie.
I know I'm not the richest or the poorest, and sometimes I pen a verse, and yes, I might use a thesaurus, so the words are kinda different, and I skip the catchy chorus, and I'm bragging to you deafest like I work for Philip Morris, damn. You know the folks that push cigarettes, made millions, but tell you the ill effects. That's how I feel when I holler that I spit the best and get the biggest breath in my video just to get a check. Pardon me if I'm bill paying, but if there's realness to say, I'ma still say it. Like the whole industry can drown slow. The music's more than counting views and downloads. And no, I'm not hating on cats that's up high, but just know there's a lot of them on the down low. Contradiction, I'm a serious smile. Got me teaching boys in the hood now, furious styles. These fake hard dudes to see through. I'm God to these weak youth. My bar's too deep, true. I'm on 2D tour. Star at war, that's tough to comprehend without radio spins. I win, it's from within. I know you like new rappers, I'm not new, but I ought to. Bless you like you homeless with hot food in a stock room. Keep my head up like that pop tune. Checkmate, queen niggas, we will rock you. Focus, I'm sorry. I know I went overboard, but I get so annoyed. Can I talk? I'm abnormal, I eat humans, I'm half mortal. A beat bruiser, so please excuse me, I'm mad formal. My competition's auditioning like a cast calling. I mean a casting call, I'm so back with y'all. Kill them, I will, call me I-L-U-M-I-C-S. Let your mind chill. And put my name in the mirror and bring this back. If that became any clearer, then turn this off, huh?
Started up one more time.
Number down is here in front of me.
I got the number down right here. I'm looking at it. I couldn't believe she would do me like that, B.
Don't understand.
I just don't understand it, dog. Can't understand it.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
I wonder why.
Want to welcome y'all back to the Mental Show. Thank
Y'all tuning in, y'all can be watching a lot of things. Y'all tuning us right now, and it feels so beautiful. Performing in blackface tonight, it's my nigga, Joe Stutter. He's coming up a little bit later on in the show. I just wanna thank y'all for just tuning in. It's like this, y'all. Yo, when Tay pull his verses out, promoters pull their purses out, that money for a purchase out, that charge card that they swipe for the worst amount, cause this is business, not personnel. Thought that I would switch my personnel, like Big Doe and Big Pooh would be the first to bounce, but y'all niggas is boring me, I'm never gonna change up. Please join a sorority, go step your game up. Y'all boys ain't ready for damage, you need extra planning, you in the game, but you offside and got an extra man, and I'm the coach doing your reprimand, and I got a team to run, boy, respect my standards. And when I'm on the mic, y'all should expect the grandest show of lyricism ever, let them know who your man is. Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, little brother, and all across the world, the fly ladies and girls tell me they loving it. East Coast say they loving it. Midwest say they loving it. Old world say they loving it. It's not a big talk. I got a pride with niggas speaking gossip. Talk about what you know, nothing in this nonsense. That's a Bronson, Charlie, take precaution. Get you sold on the block, no, not an auction. Dilly departing, I'm not a D, but I move like they move with a handful of smarts, man. Hear these niggas go rambling, cause they don't know about the business we be handling. But let them know, constant hits keep them scrambling. To the stores, to the shelves, dismantling. And with that joint knife sampling, who and Tay on the mic, them bastards, them. Hey, your women, we attracting them. And if you ever wanna know what's happening, we tell them, oh, it sounds so good. It's so good. From state to state, the boys making the face. And yeah, we loving it. West Coast say they loving it. The East Coast say they loving it. Southwest say they loving it. It's your scutter.
Yo, I wake up every morning, holding my dick, going through life like I know I'm the shit. Y'all ain't fucking with me, so why try? Why go that route? Why take that street? You can't take that heat. Man, your whole flow weak. We will take that beat, put our own words on it. We will make that speak to the crowds and the masses. And all I ask is, don't settle for the average. Rap cabbage heads. Yeah, you heard what I said. We the best here, cause our worst days be better than your best year. We your worst fears. So get up, get out, get something, man. It's only getting worse here. Joe Scudder, a little brother, man, we family. And yo, we're here forever, so understand me, it's real.
Check the realness. If you can feel this. Doing shows and videos, collecting residuals, we loving it. Night Wonder say he loving it. Big Pooh say he loving it. Jay Lee say they loving it.
Get money, bitches, that chill around the way now.
We got to get.
and end up on the front of the post. Niggas know that I'll be rocking the most. Fucking Ethiopian bitches living in the Ivory Coast. Let me drug y'all niggas off with a dose. Make you act just like you're supposed. Watch a nigga playing me close. Nowadays, type of dough to be gross. Celebrate and throw me a roast. We get a known face for a host. We get it hype even when we be calm. Niggas know my word is my bond. When we come, you know we the bomb. Hypnotic shit, get you retarded. Should've known it was a bad move. Fucking around and getting me started. Still whipping in the back of the truck. So much, not giving a fuck. In the seat, living it up. So what happened to the last nigga bud? To give a fuck whoever he was. Throw them niggas out of the club. Them niggas off, shit turning me off. Time up, making them cough. Gag them in the throat with a claw. After that, they going wild for the night. Niggas know the style for the night. Carlo, pie for the night. You know we always be y'all niggas a blade. Black it out and party for days. Let y'all niggas fuck with the strays. Fucking dimes at the end of the day. Getting money, but it's too late. Got a nigga strong in his way. On my dogs who hustle every day now.
On the store, yeah. Laundromat around the way.
On the store, laundromat around the way now.
We got to get it.
We got it. G5s flying in the air, a handful of flight attendants in their underwear, limo 10 on a window I ain't wanna share, I could give all of y'all a reason if you wanna stare, bezel everything, pull up in something really rare, believe me I could take it there, but I'ma make it fair, homie listen here, I could be at every party, no matter the city, cause I know damn near everybody, RSVP with Diddy, chilling out with Mr. Mizrahi, watching Nicki Minaj put a Hancock on women's bodies, barbecue at the Kutcher's, pull up on my Ducati, bodyguards all around me, so I party securely, punching the paparazzi for taking pictures of me when I ain't want them, have yourself if you really think you're gonna,
don't want to.
I can make my life like hella easier, do my business different, handle things a little sleazier, George Jefferson and treat the game a little wheezier, haters sick of me so I'll make them a little queasier, make sure everything I do ends up inside the media, have my legacy written in your encyclopedia, I can have it all and still be greedier, I could be, but I'll tell you this for free,
I could be a millionaire and lack substance, chick pass backwards in an Acura, take it past stunt. I'm imported, double pipe with fire flying through. Iron mic to loop before recouping. I am giant too. Little Weeze, my voice, auto tune my fate and lie to you. Yell, soup, whoop, and rap about how I'ma ride on you. Take a southern sounding beat, sing off key. Talk about swag and materialistic things. Skinny jeans and a snapback, slacking on track, packing a Mac to attack, lacking the actual facts. Never answering back to these battling cats, cause they're babbling raps while I'm in France, racking up cash up in clubs with different women. Wifey's at home with the kids. We've been over this before, man, she knows what it is. Trade myself for riches and play myself for radio spins. I could have it all in an instant, but I could play into the devil's trickery and entertain the thought that there's a soul alive to get with me. Take your threat seriously, react furious, reject the spiritual, respond physically over lyrically. Take imitation is more than flattery, more and you energize it with more than assault and battery. Pull a pistol and pull the index finger, trigger the brain instead of letting the beef linger, but
I could try to tickle every chicken's ribs. Act Hollywood, you can see it from my crib. Rock every diamond that I own on my wrist. Show up at the parties with the same bottle of Chris. I could tell you it's the only skill that I got. And I would sell my soul if I knew I would get a shot. I could stop being me, put on the front. But only actors do stunts. Charter planes with champagne in the cockpit. Every flavor chick from cocaine to chocolate. In a car bashing the Kardashian lookalike. Let world stars see what it's looking like. Pay the top DJs to get spins. Run downstairs and tune in up in the bins. Max out all my credit cards on friends. Act frivolous with ends. You too could be yourself and still win. Stop using lean to pop your pills in. Then maybe you could do a record, get a deal. Pull out cash in the club, fit the bill. Buy you a house in the burb and have kids. Invest a little bit of your bread and get rich. You too busy proving that ignorance is bliss. It's easy if you're trying to do this. You don't want to.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy, Bassy, a.k.a. Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed? You know, I can't call it, just enjoying this Saturday.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody, to all
That's
the mothers.
Right.
Happy Mother's Day, you know. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, too, you know. Happy
Thank
mother's
you,
Day
and
to,
your mother as well.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to Mama C. Mama C, you know. Happy
Mother's
Day
to Marie.
That's right.
That's my mama.
That's right.
My mama.
You know, that's your mama.
I'm going to check her tomorrow so she can just question me down about why she's not a grandmother, you know.
Yeah,
that's how things go. It is what it is.
Don't worry. Don't worry, I get the same. I hear the same thing. Don't worry. It's all good. It's all good.
No.
But anywho, last week's show was crazy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, that was awesome. And Pete Rock hung out for a while, too. And really got into some things that you ain't know about, the little Jay-Z thing that he was saying.
Yeah.
That
was
hot.
Out.
I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That was bugged out. But you know, it was great to have the legend on. Talib Kweli was supposed to be on last week, but we got him for you this week.
That's right. He'll be calling in.
Word up! Shout out to Talib Kweli. He'll be calling in a little while and to check in. We also got Big Bug from the group today calling in. Yeah, man.
That is exciting.
Yeah, that's bugged out. Yeah, I was looking at some of the old videos today.
Didn't it just take you back? Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So,
I can't wait to talk to
him
about all that.
Yeah, in honor of that, you know, I'm gonna play a lot of the New Jack Swing era records, you know, around the time when he's about to come on, you know, Lil Rex in Effect, you know, Redhead Kingpin, Heavy D, you know what I'm saying? Of course. All of that stuff, so, you know.
Another group that I like from that era is Intro.
Intro
might have came out with two albums, and then you know things happen.
Yeah.
You know things happen.
Yeah.
But Intro was like one of my favorite groups from back then too.
Yeah,
so
they were definitely dope. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. So, on that note, we can get into a little more music.
Cool.
You know, we can get into
I'm
a little bit. And then come back, chop it up, and Kweli on checking in a little while, y'all, you know.
All right. Definitely, if you guys got questions, you want to call into the show, you know, call into the show, listen to the show. I'm sure Talib is going to bless us. He's got a great project coming out. He's going to talk about that. So, you know, stay tuned. Got a good show. Got a good show ahead for you guys.
Hurry up. You know what I'm going to get into? This for my Nas fans. I'm gonna play a little Nas, a couple Nas unreleased joints. Y'all might know this. If you really a Nas fan, if you a Nas head, you know about this joint with Lost Professor. It's called Stay Chiseled. It was around the Illmatic time. And matter of fact, y'all, enough talking. Let's just get into it. Six Man Radio. You have a home here.
The door is open.
Stay chiseled like a boxer, wife beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cup, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knockout blows. So stay chiseled.
Hey yo, Nas, I was telling them niggas on the Ave the same shit the other day.
Bye.
Kids gotta stay sharp.
No doubt.
On stage,
chisel. Performing chest naked. I'm looking sharp for the peoples, not in my physical form. Strong thoughts, I'm cock diesel. Brolic with knowledge, so flow with me. Intelligence benching, 4,000 and 450. Light a dumbbell L. Inhale and hit a lunch bell ring, sweating. Working up an appetite setting. Mental calisthenics got my mind stretching. Then I release it.
Have my whole frame bulging under diamond pieces. Take the weight of the world on my shoulders, I hold it. So I consume most of the pain for my niggas I roll with. Cause see the streets ain't no Gold's Gym, Poppy. And if I feel it going down, then my niggas will spot me. Without the mind, the body weight don't even mean nothing. Let's take three brothers and put them in the bing or something. Who's gonna survive, the wise man, the fool, or the warrior? Well, if all of their minds are chiseled, then all of them stay chiseled like a box of white beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, lay peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows. So stay chiseled. I stay proper from my head to my feet. I dead the red meat, the best weed. I dead the stress from chicks, and so now I'm stress free. Cause life's too short for heartaches, let's fucking party. Buy trucks and Ferraris, drive across the globe, why not? Sick of the same spot, move to the next. It's real niggas everywhere, bigger business plans, bigger connects. Every woman to one man is 10 to 1. Without the feeling of someone making you scared to get up and run, it's called escaping, the mental raping. How can the mind grow when you stagnant around dudes who too slow? My brother's trifling, pushing cars the color of lightning. Read the writing in my skin, it spells God, son. There'll always be another coming up. A killer got a mom, son, that's why his luck is never running up. She prays for him. He's taking over your position, love, doing what you used to do, being who you was. Stay chiseled like a box of white beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows. So stay chiseled, reduce fat rap. No calories in my mentality, no shit. Sugar, no starch, the pull-ups is hard, but get money. Breathe out your nose, start with light weights. Wheat bread instead, no carbohydrates. Building my stamina, I'm a rep for the hood. Plumper than last summer, stomach stretched from the grub. Good living, good women, them sexy straight stallions. Bow leg stances, go ahead handsome. Knuckle game is like Ruben Hurricane. Dancing music for the brain, y'all dudes will never see me down. Reading everything, books and body language. The Bowie, Baldwin and Chavis. Asada, John Hope, Franklin, Angela Davis. Keep your chest up. Head straight, eyes to the center. In your worst situation, gotta rise, you a winner. So if I'm down to my last dime, cowards will never know. Cause yo, my shit is solid, remember yo. Stay chiseled like a box of white beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows, so stay chiseled.
1 a.m. I'm at my best, twisting trees at my rest, melting hash, sipping heinies, hitting states in a GS with my crimeys, blowing up throughout the 90s, staying lit with the chocolate armoretta plus the dime piece, taking Gore-Tex steps to get high, pistols pop, some you hear, some you know when you drop, twisting off the bottle top, contemplate fate and plot, watch them walk around with all they got and why not, for real I build a mini Israel, roughest the fist still, like the Red Sea, deep and deadly, though I'm a sit still, imagine being gassed up, your time passed up, figure you Lord, sipping wine out of wrap cup, your last supper served without grace, son, about faith. I hung a nun in 91 to captivate the rap race. You ain't from the prize of the jacks, the nines of the text. Chapter one, today's math, true dialect.
This goes out to you, to you, to you, you, and you. Don't none of y'all want it, none of y'all know it. All my baby mothers in the club, check it out. Yo, girls, I got them locked so similar to a prison. Hear this monster jam, I be calling the gangsterism. I murder you for dope, I'm the street distributor. I'm homicidal, pointing a pump scope to shoot you. Street connects, mob ties on east and west. We gouge out your eyeballs if you seen too much. Hopping out drops with blings and stuff, with ball players' wives. Mercedes 5, dangerous lives, some haters die rolling with convicts. Conscious who tolerate no nonsense. Fake rappers and do-rags get shot up at their concert. Your bitch bleed, biting her nipples with my chip too. I drink her blood like I'm dragging. A Mac in the 6-2, the sky become red. Heard y'all niggas work with the feds. Doesn't matter, blood or splatter, everybody must say. I got an urge for self-reinvention, but I'm old fashioned. From the corners with the winos laughing, dealers and Bible blasting. Capitalist thoughts like presidents, I'm burning bushes. Nah, the realest, there's nothing to fuck with. Huh?
You think
tell them,
don't think so.
What?
What? What do you know about me?
See what you don't know, you never will. Tippies on heroin, slips and hellin'. What I speak strictly for felons, dipping in a 6-4 hitting the switches, or sitting in a Bentley Azores, filling the riches, or just riding, truck driving and polish Denali. I fuck with those, but I lust for silver Ferraris. I fuck holes with the ceilings, have mirrors to watch me. My bed shaped like a pyramid, filling the dry heat, spilling Kavasi. I'm half slave master, half Apache, half African. Much is what I call us black men, led astray on drugs and cups of alcohol, cause back when they lit us off chips, the soul of man was lost and trapped in. But every ghetto, every hood, no matter where the town, it's all haunted, all on top of slave burial grounds. Dead cooks, workers, and maids under this earth and rage. Ancient whorehouses that explain my sexual weight. Money and murder, and interprets the American dream. The world loves a gangster. I found my place in the same. Royces, diamonds, and bosses. Women who gorgeous, traitors, killers, and enemies. Remorseless, you lit us.
You think you know this, but
tell them,
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Don't know what get yourself killed. See what you don't know, you never will. And what you don't know will get yourself killed. Gypsies, preachers, choirs, churches, liquor store, the world is full of liars, curses. People rich and poor without God to worship. See, we would be more lost. Gotta believe in something, or there will be no loss. A ghetto child occasionally blunted in mansions. My cup overflowed with crystal, 100 exotic dances. Niggas is plastic, ask is jealous and passive. My pistol blast at cowards, leeches, and rappers. Niggas I fuck with is Braveheart, make G's. Before rap music to me was wind blowing the trees, birds chirping, rain falling, perfect and free. But bitches saw my video and think they know me. These niggas bad talking, claiming they gon' do me. Stay out my path, homie, fucking with a true G. Bitch, you don't know me.
You think you know
me, tell them I
don't think so.
Don't think so.
Think so.
What? What?
What do you know about me?
See what you don't know, you never will. And what you don't know will get yourself killed. See what you don't know, you never will. And what you don't know will get yourself killed. Forget the magazines, award shows on the TV screen, the blings, all the cars, ghetto superstars. This is real, no gimmicks, man. So none of that makes me. So don't judge me, cause y'all don't know me, homie. Trackmasters, Bravehearts, Ill Will, Will Kill.
Peace!
You know how we do, Rockefeller. Forever.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle. Y'all think a nigga luddle. Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God that brought this reef to be. My life is based on sacrifices, Jews like ISIS, and fools that think I slip. You fuck around, you get your guys hit. They built me to be filthy on some I do or die shit. For real, the price of leather got me deeper than ever. And just think, winter's here, I'm trying to feel me, nigga.
Politics as usual.
I took my Frito to Tito in the district. Blessed me with some BS, somethings I could live with. Stop fronting, and for the dough I raise. Gotta get shit appraised, no disrespect to you. Make sure your word is true. I'm taking wages down in Vegas just in case Tyson have a major night off. That's clean money, the tax write-off. You ain't seen money in your life when it comes to this cheese. Y'all like three blind mice. I'm smoking bros who pump Willie. I expose the purpose you chilies. Ben is a poker nose. My portfolio reads lead to Don Corleone. Nigga, please. 10-year felly on, heavy on the wrist. I face you with the diamond flooded Jesus and blind your face shoes for life. Shrag, jigger, I keep it tight, nigga.
Politics as usual.
You feel my triumph never.
feel my pain, I'm lying. Low in the leather iron, the best is ever came. The game changes life, my mind just ain't right. Rewind, get this dope, I guess it ain't so nice. Sucking me in like a vacuum, I remember telling my family I'll be back soon. That was December, 85 and Jay-Z rise 10 years later got me wise. Still can't break my underworld tie. I wear black a lot in the act a lot. Got matching VCRs, a huge Magnavox, 10 inch, green like spinach. Pop ones, that's vintage. It's a lot of big money in my sentence. Hitting towards a mill lipper, written I kill like that chick, baby, 1-2 cat, yeah, I do that. Ain't no stopping the champagne from popping the drawers, from dropping the law, from watching. I hate them. Politics is usual.
It's the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, I want us to get the people who cannot afford to go to big concert. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness, that mean you wouldn't look back. But you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rocking Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy, ride beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. With a twist, top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at, yo. I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut school with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet, back a rat. Now I'm the one who rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean. No codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island. The cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens. It's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive. But they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming. Since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad say, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto, choke ya. Mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker. Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Darn shit, under fire, I remain on some conscious. This for every ghetto in the hood. Navadon, super cat, the Don Dada, understood.
Try to remain calm, you're fucking with a dumb. Pocket full of green, green in the bomb. That bitch with the bow leg stance turning me on. 2 mil time piece, rainbow turby on. Niggas still want me dead like old song. But they ain't gon' make it, they come at me wrong. Them niggas all workers and smack the shit out they bosses. Ferrari, I'm stronger than 500 horses. Money is power, you niggas better wake up. My earrings clinking, that's old shit from Dick Up. Add it up, 4 plus 4, that's 8 carries. ain't running kitchen pills, you ain't got it. Black debt, we do that, 10 grand a hand. You could get shot fucking with Floyd, that's my man. Billionaire brotherhood, we call us the money team. Tinker ring flawless, my God, I'm gorgeous. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb. Remain calm, hope, remain calm. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb. Remain calm, don't bring me along. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb. Remain calm, nigga, remain calm. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb.
I'm chillin' like a villain while I'm dealing, I am. Ruling while I'm cooling with my tool in my hand. Post up, coast up, this is my life, bitch. Up close on you, you'll be stuck with a knife, bitch. Could burst out, turns out like a light switch. Got a lot of hoes, but Charmaine, that's my wife, bitch. The rest of my bitches, nah, they ain't gonna like this. But I don't give a fuck, cause they all love this nightstick. But I still remain calm. Bang and drop bomb. Collar popped up, cool as the pond. Motherfucker, have a seat and loosen up. Get a glass of some gin, now juice it up, juice it up. See, it's a line there for a reason. And if you cross it, no more breathing. You're leaving, believe it. We understand each other, cause I would hate to have to put a slug in your brother. You dig?
Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb. Remain calm, hope, remain calm. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb. Remain calm, don't bring me along. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb. Remain calm, nigga, remain calm. Remain calm, you fucking with the dumb.
What's this on that shit? That clock hops in your face. My swap hops in your face. You know you want taste. Alexander McQueen, strap lace with my back out. 6-inch to bench, she's a bitch finna act out. Niggas on my heels trying to find out what that hair like. I know what that bread like. My buggy yard head like. Shine like I shine. Night or daytime. My nah. Make a nigga want to die. Everything I say, why? My nah. Get wet, I got that comeback. Crack my assets, it's my asset. Son, I tell my niggas right, where your stash at? You fucking with a self-tied bitch. I throw away the money, go, I'm at him. I put her on the stroke, get my money, ho. Catch me in Ferragamo, Adolce and Gabbana. Omaggio Galliano, I'm deep squared up, what?
Remain calm, you fucking with a dumb. Remain calm, oh, remain calm. Remain calm, you fucking with a dumb. Remain calm, don't bring me along. Remain calm, you fucking with a dumb. Remain calm, nigga, remain calm. Remain calm, you fucking with a dumb. Remain calm, just the outside of all.
Yeah. Turn the music up, turn the lights down, I'm in my zone.
God for granting me this moment of clarity, this moment of honesty. The world will fill my trunk, hard knock lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume after volume of my words, so you can feel my truth. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out, way beyond the reason. I can't tell my shoe loose print beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my truth.
Pops died, didn't cry, didn't know him that well. Between him doing heroin and me doing crack sales. With that in the eggshell, standing at the tabernacle, rather the church, pretending to be hurt, wouldn't work. So a smirk was all on my face. Like, damn, that man's face is just like my face. So Pop, I forgive you for all the shit that I lived through. It wasn't all your fault, homie, you got caught. And to the same game I fought, that Uncle Ray lost. My big brothers and so many others I saw. I'm just glad we got to see each other, talk and re-meet each other. Save a place in heaven till the next time we meet forever.
God for granting me this moment of clarity, this moment of honesty. The world will fill my trunk, hard knock lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume after volume of my words, so you can feel my truth. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out. Way beyond the reason, I can't tell my shoe blueprint beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my true
music business hate me, cause the industry ain't make me. Hustlers and boosters embrace me, and the music I be making. I dumb down for my audience to double my dollars. They criticize me for it, yet they all yell holler. If skill sold, truth be told, I'd probably be lyrically Talib Kweli. Truthfully, I wanna rhyme like Common Sense, but I did 5 mil. I ain't been rhyming like Common Sense. When your sense got that much in common, and you've been hustling since your inception, fuck perception, go with what makes sense.
sense, I know what I'm up against. We as rappers must decide what's most important. And I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. So I got rich and gave back to me, that's the win-win. So next time you see the homie in his rims spin, just know my mind is working just like them.
Rims that is God for granting me this moment of clarity, this moment of honesty. The world will fill my dream. Hard knock lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume after volume of my words, so you can feel my truth. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out. Way beyond the reason, I can't tell my shoes. My blueprint beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my truth. See what's on the...
Talib. Queen.
Quali.
I can't say it. That's why.
Yeah, you pronounce my name. Any pressures? I bring many blessings with my man High Tech, and he from the Natty. We make the sky crash, feel the fly trap. Get your hands up like a hijack, fist in the air. Keep them there like natural mystic, or smoke when the slip lit. It's a revolutionary
word.
They ask me what I'm writing for. I'm writing to show you what we're fighting for. Say Talib and Talib. It's a hard try spelling it phonetically. Not to just let it be like Nina Simone. Don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory. Sometimes it's far in between. I'm sad to say you got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept because his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man in the money. Start the party, my crew hot. Feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be the man hot tech, the quality who make you rock the body. Start the party, my crew hot. Feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be the man hot tech, the quality.
I remember when it all started. Back in the day when me and mom first partied. High tech from the beginning, I stayed advanced. A young chameleon adapted any circumstance. Keep gang, nigga, never been a lazy nigga. Stayed on my hustle, concentrate to get the paper bigger. Stay focused, my other cats stay hopeless. My niggas stay high, I stay low. Stacking my chips to get a four closer. This shit ain't over. Going for the gusto, keep getting that provo. It's high tech. On the track like Flojo. Bet you ain't even know I had flow though.
Yo, make you rock your body. Start the party. My crew hot. Feel these two shots like a blast from a double barrel shot. It's got to be the man hot sack. You got to leave out.
Yeah, this is Gil Scott Heron, and I'm from Palm, East Sri Lanka. Everybody knows where that is, so that's where I'm from. Talib Kweli and DJ High Tech, Reflection Eternal, the new album is called The Train of Thought. I'm urging everybody to get a ticket and get on the train, because that's what you need to be doing.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love.
Is
your at D, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host Nadine Michelle. What's good, Nate?
What's going on, Seed? We got special guests coming on.
Yeah, we got special guests. He's on the line now.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hip hop heads all around the world, I want y'all to roll the red carpet out for heavyweight MC, my man, Talib Kweli. What's good, Kwai?
What's good, man? What's up with y'all over there?
Good,
oh, great. Good for you. Okay, get out of the way, though.
Y'all playing music already? All right.
I don't know what that was about.
Say something.
Word up,
you know,
word
technology
up. What's good?
Crazy. We are so excited to have you on the show, Kweli. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm chilling, rolling down this crowded ass 405.
You're
yeah.
on tour right now, right?
I'm kind of perpetually always on tour.
Right.
you know, I'm not on an official run right now, but I can't remember the last week I had a couple of shows.
Where's like the craziest place that you went that you just looked up and you're like, oh Jesus, I can't believe I'm here.
The craziest, I don't know. I do a lot of shows, interestingly enough, in Norway. Like, I'll go to Norway and stay for a few weeks and do, like, mad cities in Norway, cities I never even heard of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You don't think of Norway. Norway's a huge country, but you don't think of it as being full of cities. But, you know,
right.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they're real receptive to hip-hop over there.
Oh, yeah. You know, they got their own hip-hop, but... You know, they're receptive to hip-hop. Hip-hop is the import culture in a place like Norway.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, what's up with the album? You got the new album coming out. You just released Gutter Rainbow last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up with the new joint? You know we need that, man. We need that.
Yeah, I mean, I released a song off the new album's called Prisoner Conscious. I've been working on it for quite a long time. I actually started Prisoner Conscious years before I put out Better Rainbows. You know, I dropped a joint where we filmed a video, Occupy Wall Street, off of Prisoner Conscious, Distractions. I'm not actually sure I'm going to be able to clear that sample, so I'm not sure if that joint is going to end up being on the album, but I'm hard at work on the album. I'm going to be working on it tonight. I'm trying to just really, really get it to the point. You know, this album is the longest I've ever taken to work on an album. And I'm trying to get it exactly where I want it, as opposed to just putting out music because I know people want to hear some. I want to have some out. You know, I really want this album to be well crafted.
Who you got working on it? Like production and guests?
Production on it is it's a lot of Oh No. You rock with Oh No?
Yeah.
And he did Distractions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Distractions, yeah. A lot of Oh No to Disrupt. A lot of my man Symbolic One out of Dallas. Got Sean C on there. RZA.
Yeah.
My man Rocky out of Minnesota. Who else on there? I think that's it. I think that's who rounds it out.
No,
I'm sorry with that. That was as far as the producers, as far as the artists.
Yeah.
We got Mos Def, of course.
Melanie
Fiona.
Wow.
Currency, Kendrick Lamar, Busta Rhymes.
Wow.
My man, Sergio George from Brazil. If anybody knows about Sergio George, they know that's big things popping off. He was in the movie City of God. He played Knockout Ned, but he's also like a real well-known musician. You know, I got my man Miguel on the joint.
I love Miguel.
Yeah, you know, we all like Miguel.
Yeah.
You know, Miguel has to move right. And who else is on it? My man Rubix is on it. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good to hear. What's going on with Reese? You know, you had the Idol Worship with her, and you also had the Habits of Heart last fall, and you know, you did a lot of tours and performances with her. Are you going to have some of that coming up in the future?
Yeah, I mean, the Idol Worship album is still kind of fresh for us. You know, we dropped it, like you said, last November. We dropped Habits of Heart, put out a video in January for Laser Beams. We put out a video just now for a song called Driving Me Insane about 2 weeks ago on Karma Loop TV. R.A. the Rugged Man actually directed the video. And check that out. I think y'all might like that. And we got a new video coming out in about 2 weeks called Beautifully Bad, where we have some ninja fighting and some ballet stuff. And we constantly do shows and tours.
Yeah, that's what's up. That is definitely what's up. All right, top three MCs of all time.
But
hold on, Quad. Is this a three-part question? Because it's your top three MCs, your top three producers, and your top three groups, hip-hop groups of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, top three MCs, that's a very tough question for me because it changes. And, you know, who I like changes depending on my mood. You know what I'm saying? There's some days where Black Thought is my favorite MC. some days when Mos Def is my favorite. You know, it's like some days when Biggie might be my favorite, some days Hov might be my favorite, some days Tupac might be my favorite, some days Biggie might be my favorite. There's a rotating list of a bunch of MCs that I think are set the standard. You know, I think, you know, Black Thought is the MC I most often mention as my favorite because of what he's able to accomplish song-wise, lyric-wise. He's one of the last MCs really rapping for other MCs. He ain't really rapping for nobody else.
And off the top of the head.
Yeah, I mean, off the top, he's singing, he's dancing, he's rapping to other people's voices. He's turning in three-hour concerts. He's writing the lyrics to classic group albums, but people don't give him props because they're not able to separate Black Thought as the MC from the group, you know, so they don't really give him the props that he deserves. I like Nas a lot. I think Nas is very consistent over the years. I like Gene. You know, Gene Gray, I think, is better than almost anybody. I like Pharrell Monch. I like Eminem. New MCs wise, I really like Kendrick Lamar a lot. I really like the J. Cole too. There's a couple others.
Yeah. All right.
So now your groups.
Groups. Top three, that's hard because, you know, you got Run DMC and the Beastie Boys, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got that era, which is like, those are a recipe to MCA, but like those, like Run DMC and the Beastie Boys, like set the standards. Then you got De La Soul and Tribe Called Quest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or neck and neck. Then you got Outkast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got the Roots and Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah. So it's like, on any given day, any one of those groups might make my top three.
Yeah. And NWA.
Yeah, NWA too. I mean, I'm more, to be honest with you, I'm more partial to Ice Cube as a solo artist than I was to NWA. But, I mean, they are one of the great classic groups.
Yeah. All right. So now your three producers. And I think I know one of them.
Well, you know, definitely High Tech.
Yeah. All right.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, definitely High Tech. I think, definitely Jay Dilla. You know, Jay Dilla is the standard of hip hop production. And then there's a toss up between Premier and P Rock. You know, even though neither one of them have put out like we're judging them by their classics. We're not necessarily judging them by anything that's out recently, but the classics is like so incredible.
Yeah.
That it's hard to even 10, 20 years later to forget what they brought to the game.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're responsible for a lot of the sound.
Not just them, but you know, your Diamond D's and your Buck Wilds and your, you know, people like that. Like, there's a whole crew of people who, you know, even a lot of those cats worked at Bad Boy in the Hitman era. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of cats just really, really, there was a whole movement of sound in the mid to late 90s, like early to mid 90s, I think that that's responsible for if you are somebody who listens to hip hop for the art, it just really set the standard for what was good to listen to.
No doubt. Now I want to real quick. I just want to shift gears a little bit and ask you your opinion on what how your boy B.O. has been doing in office, you know, and what you think is going to go down. Because I honestly think he's going to win. I think he's going to win again. He's going to get the next term. He's going to do his thing. I've been listening to a lot of radio recently, and I've been hearing that he's under attack for his stance on the gay marriage thing. I think he should have stuck to his guns on it from before. If he felt some type of way before, he should have stuck to his guns on it. You know, what's your views on these on these things you're hearing with him?
I mean, you know, I agree with you. The fact of the matter is, you have to do the knowledge on the game you're playing. You know what I'm saying? And if you're playing the political game, there is absolutely zero competition for Barack Obama on the political front. He's the illest politician we've ever seen in a lifetime. And the GOP is scrambling and look crazy and sound crazier than they even are because they just have no idea what they're up against and they don't know what to do about it, which is why they go on to the fringes of a party. The ideas that they discussed, that's where the Tea Party comes from and the debates and everything. You see it. It comes from the idea that, look, we're going to have to go all the way right. Like when you hear them talking about Barack Obama's a socialist, this is just plain stupidity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you hear them talk about he's a Muslim, this is just plain stupidity. At this point, we've reached
the whole thing, the birth certificate.
We've reached moronic levels of political discussion. There are things that you criticize Barack Obama about. You know, I personally don't feel like him switching his stance on gay marriage is one of them. But I mean, I do feel like, you know, some of the ways that he's participated in the Middle East, I would have liked to see him do differently. I would have liked to see him handle Guantanamo Bay differently. You have a lot of Latino people who are upset at him for how hard he's going on immigration. He's one of the worst presidents on record when it comes to immigration. You know, but the fact is that the president is only a pawn and a symbol. And and if you're supporting him, you're supporting him symbolically more than anything. You know, I think that he is somebody who, I just read this Rolling Stone interview where he says things. He talks about, you know, he was like, I never bought into the notion that this country is post-racial after my election, which is crazy because the first thing people want to tell you is, oh, we have a black president, now racism is over. Even our president to know that's not the case.
Right.
So I give him props for that. In this Rolling Stone article, he said, I'm a person, but I realize as the president, I'm just a simple. And that's something I've been saying to people for years. So I'm like, okay, you know, I think as a politician, he's the first politician we've ever seen that we can relate to at all. But because the nature of the game of politics is deceit and
lies,
disinformation, you can only trust politicians for so much. You know that?
Yeah.
But
he's
still a politician at the end of the day.
He's a damn good one.
Right. He knows how to play the game exactly. I used to work with this group, the ALikes, and they had this movie called The Ballad and the Bullet. And,
hey, I remember that.
Yeah, and they, you know, they weren't saying,
they was on Obama's head.
Yeah, they were on his head because, you know, everybody felt like when he got into office, like, oh, that's it, we finally got a black president. And it was almost like, you know, they were like, no, that's just a complete distraction from reality, like what's really going on behind the scenes. So, I mean, they weren't telling people not to vote, but they were people that don't vote. They don't go into, like, politics because they know it's deceit. Like, what are your views on that when, you know, I always thought, well, people die for us to vote. Like, what do you think about voting? Like, it's definitely necessary or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, first of all, voting in this country is not what people think it is. People don't know what the Electoral College is. The voting system in this country was set up for rich white landowners' votes to mean more than everybody else, which is why they set it up for the states with the most land get the most votes. That's an asinine concept. That's a concept of property owners came up with that concept. That's not a concept that has the best interest of the people.
Your
vote, you know, your vote really don't mean anything. We saw that in 2004 when Al Gore won the election, but George Bush, whose daddy appointed certain Supreme Court judges and whose brother was the governor of Florida where they had all those problems, they said, fuck that. George Bush is president. Fuck what y'all got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but with that said, right, that's why for all my years, I mean, when I first turned 18 and had the right to vote, Bill Clinton was running for office, and because I come from a family of Democrats, I felt like that was the right thing to do. And I voted, but that was the last time I voted until Barack Obama. And I did vote for Barack Obama, but I voted for him knowing full well that my vote is symbolic. You know what I'm saying? My vote, my vote is symbolic in that sense. So it was like, I support what Barack Obama was trying to do, and I support him as a historical figure, and I support the wonderful influence he's had on my family and on my children. That's all things that I stand in full support of. You know, but I do not support the Democrats. I do not support all of his agendas and policies. I think he's a decent man. who cares about his community, and he's and I decided to rap about it. He decided to go into politics. I don't fuck with cops, but there's decent men who feel like the best way they can help their community is by becoming a police officer. And even though I don't agree with that, for many reasons, I don't agree with that mentality. You know, I'd rather work with somebody who I can relate to than be totally and wholeheartedly dismissive of somebody just because we are the ways we're trying to better our community is opposed.
Right.
No doubt. Well, but before we let you go, I got another question for you, and I'm sure Nate got another question for you. I want to know about the Miss Hill record. I was listening to it the other day, and it's a dope record. It's a real dope record. I could tell that there was definitely some emotion in that record. What happened? What was the inspiration behind that record?
Well, you know, I came in a game with Lauryn Hill. You know, she was somebody who, when the Fugees was first getting on, you know, I'm good friends with John Forte, and he was rolling with that old refugee crew. And when they was first coming up, you know, I spent a lot of time with Lauryn and Wyclef, but mostly with Lauryn. And, you know, as she became such a huge star, she ended up taking Black Star on the road with her in Europe for a few dates. But that was the last that I really saw her. And I noticed, what I started to notice was people still to this day clamor to see Lauryn Hill. And they always claim they want to see Lauryn Hill, but often they don't want to see what she feels like she wants to give them. They don't want to see it. They want her to do what they want her to do. And I remember she was supposed to perform at the BET Awards. The Fugees were going to come back and perform at the BET Awards, and Lauryn wanted to read a poem. And I was at the BET Awards, and they didn't want her to read this poem. And I remember she said she can't read the poem. She ain't going to do it. And I think she ended up not doing it or doing it at the last minute. And it struck me at that moment, I'm like, wow, everybody say they want to see Lauryn Hill, but they don't really want to see Lauryn Hill. They want to see the idea of what Lauryn Hill should be. And as an artist, I'm sensitive to that. And so that's what the song is really about.
Yeah, that's deep. I definitely agree with you on that, though. I mean, like, I saw her at Rock the Bells. And, you know, she was doing her own thing. And, you know, she was singing the songs a little differently. And the crowd was just, like, non-receptive to it. And, you know, then she brought out a lot of different artists, so they kind of calmed down. But it's got to be disheartening for her I think it's because people were just so surprised by her talent and her gift outside of the Fugees. Like, she was definitely a shiner in the Fugees, but when she went and did that album and then broke records, people were just like, I want to hear more of that. That right there, exactly that, you know. So when she started changing and, you know, she started having children and she came out with the double album, everybody was like, what's going on here? But I just felt like, well, she's transitioning and something's happening, so listen to what she's saying. But a lot of fans were like, no, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what she's been talking about. I mean, do you get that a lot, or have people tried to make you, like, change your brand and who you are?
And it's funny because the conventional wisdom is that the corporate interests will probably make you change. That hasn't been my path. My experience has been that the fans will try to not let you change. That's what really is the issue. It's like, you know, as a person, you know, you grow to change if you're not a believer. And I'm a dynamic individual, and I have different interests, and not all of them are going to come out in one record or one album, you know? Mm-hmm. I might grow into a different mind state and want to express something different. I mean, Seed, I know you. I've known you as an artist for a long time, and you've always maintained and vibe. You take a lot of artistic chances. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might change your name or do a whole project in one vein or do a song. Conceptual stuff. It's like, you know, and I'm ready for
that. Oh, we're kind of losing him a little bit.
Quad, you break it up, Quad.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
We were losing you a little bit. You still there?
Okay.
Yeah. Quad.
Ah.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. We were kind of losing you a little bit.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Nah, I definitely feel you. I feel what you're saying. It's we gotta make it happen, man. We gotta. What do you think of the state of hip hop now? Like as far as because I know, man. Like you said, we go back, bro. You remember the era. You remember the days. You remember them days in the Ville. You remember. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
You can't find
that anymore.
I don't agree that you can't find it. I think that maybe we can't find it. You know, we a little older. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
it changes what's important now. It changed. Like for instance, like I was talking about J. Cole earlier, right? And Kendrick Lamar, right? Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Wale. These are MCs that people consider the most lyrical dudes out right now. You know what I'm saying?
With respect
to all of them, a lot of their lyrical content is about, you know, sex and getting chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they consider lyrical is because every once in a while they'll veer from that. And then because we don't really get that, like, yo, this nigga's really nice. Like, people our age can respect it, or people who come from our generation respect it. Because it's like... Oh, you know, like people know Kendrick. Kendrick's one of my favorite new artists, if not my favorite. I've seen him come to my crib. You know, my wife Eve Hughes for a radio show. You know, he came to the crib and did the radio show like years ago. And he was, and I've been following him ever since. But the songs that, even though I think he's a deep artist, the songs people know from him are Pussy and Patron and Michael Jordan and, you know what I'm saying, like stuff like that. These songs is dope songs to me. You know what I'm saying? I listen to these songs. I like these songs. But when I first came in the game, to be considered one of the best, you wasn't doing songs called Pussy and Patron. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's not what you was doing. You was representing the community, and that was important. If you did, people would not take you seriously. And that changed into the Biggie and Tupac era, to where at some point you had to just be busting your gun and be a tough guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To the point
right.
where, like, the nicest was considered like Jadakiss, and Biggie is like, Jay-Z is like that, or Jay-Z is not, you know, a tough guy, you know this, you know what I'm saying? Like, but when he came in the game, he was busting his gun a lot because that was going on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and so it's like you got to pay attention to the trends and realize the region that people grow up in, what's going on around them, and the age they are, what they listen to. If you a teenager now, you Lil Wayne considered the best and on the radio for the last 5-6 years.
Right.
So it's like, that becomes your bar that you're trying to surpass, you know what I'm saying? As
right.
opposed to Rakim being the dude you're trying to surpass.
Right.
You know, and that, I don't think that takes away from any artists. Just every generation priorities is different.
Right.
And I think older artists, especially the ones that are still trying to do it, will stand to benefit from paying more attention to what's priorities and try to, and then What's the priority right now, as opposed to trying to force feed people what they think it should be, because they happened to come from New York in the 70s. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely. But yeah, man. Yo, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. It's Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. You always got a home here, brother. You already know. Word up. And what we're gonna do? I'm gonna get into. We're going to get to the joint me and you did, the Yankee Fitted joint.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Quali featuring Mims, and then we're going to get to a lot more Quali's records, and then, you know, we got Big Bub coming up a little bit later for y'all.
Yeah, today.
Big Bub, I said, what up? I used to listen to today back in the day.
No doubt.
Definitely. Thanks so much for calling in, Quali. We know you're busy, you're doing shows. And you know what? You're DJing, too. You have a residency in NYC, don't you?
At Beauty in Essex on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, that's dope. That's really dope. So yeah, I'm definitely going to try to stop by and see you one night. They ain't got me on the slave ship.
Lobster tacos.
Okay.
Word up. Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, Bad C, Nadine Michelle, Talib Kweli. Thank you for calling, brother. Word up. This is Yankee Fitted. It's by yours truly, featuring Talib Kweli and Mims. Let's get it.
Yeah. I swear my Yankees fitted and by business. Jesus, God, Muhammad, Allah, my witness. NY stand up, y'all know what this is.
This is
one for New York, you bitches. Set the record straight, I rep the state. Everywhere I go, the fit of the track, hey. The NY logo, they say, oh no. Yeah. New York in the building, don't spin, go slow. Yeah. Shout the West Side, shout the South. Shout the Midwest, overseas in depth. Shout to everywhere, I ain't even been yet. But when I touch down, one thing you can't bet, I got my fitted on. Who wanna get it on? Even when I'm dolo, the bubble with the logo. I'm so NY-O-N-I. Walk with a bot like my toes is God. The hat speaks for me, I don't vocalize. Swing my arm like a hammer till I broke his eye. New York song, yeah, and the poke get high. Yo, pass my fitted, let me show this guy. I got it in blue, got it in red. I got it in black. Matter of fact, you can tell a NY nigga how he wear it if it ain't about the fitted hat. I don't want it.
That's my Yankee fit. That's my
where we go, they already
that's
know that.
That's my Yankee.
Yeah, my new era Yankee fitted is so money. The way your hat fit on your head is so funny. You bum me, it's so laughable. I'm so international. I'm always on the runway, no fashion show. Places I have to go. You can't get to where the metro card. Wear it on stage and I sweat a lot. So you can tell I'm working. I got a reservoir fitted 7¼. The fit is so perfect. I stay loyal to the royal blue. They call the apple rotten because New York City will spoil you. Sometimes I switch it up. Put up the door or the apple jack. Till I'm ready to bring the apple back. That's when I open up a closet door. Find a captain, master Spike Lee Jordan's on the closet floor. Me and my fitted travel many miles before every tour. I step a tribe of sports and vintage
style. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's that Yankee fit.
And everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that.
That's Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's that Yankee fit.
Look at I've been around the world and I keep my Yankee fitted. Rim tucked low across my eyes wide. Sometimes I can't see shit, but yeah, I go hard for my city, no pause. Me, I ball like I had no draws. I had to pause on that, I sound reckless. I'm from the itty, the city that found pressure. Yep, yep, I rap hard when I'm OT. I got the game on rap like I'm roti. No sex, brother, my nigga, that means no sleep. I hit the club like pussy, meaning I'm so deep. I got a big ego, I make big bread. Ask these bitches, they tell you I got a big head. That's cause most of y'all niggas ain't really living. You couldn't walk a day in my fitted, nigga, you
that's
kidding?
My Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's that Yankee fit.
Hey. And everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that.
That's Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's that Yankee fit.
Yeah. New talent quality. You know what it is. Come on.
That's what we can do. Hello?
Face it to the feet, a wiggle and a jiggle can make the night complete. Now since you got the body of
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. You and the rest. Thank you. That's a great shirt. You are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It is your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with your lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What's up, Nate?
What's up, everybody? We've got Big Bub on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Y'all.
What's goody, y'all? Please, please tell me what it is, baby. I love getting money.
Whoa. What's going on, brothers? What's up?
Everything is good, man. God is good, first and foremost. But
that's
please,
right.
Let's get this money, baby.
Yeah, all day. All day.
All day, Bob.
All day.
So,
what's happening? What's happening with
man,
you?
Man, I'm working on a lot of great things. I'm working on my double album.
Right.
I'm working with Raekwon's new album. You know, I'm running that ice water thing with him and his brother Tay and Don.
All right.
That's crazy.
I'm about to do a joint with Faith Evans.
Oh, wow. I love Faith Evans.
Oh, yeah, big shout out to Eric Clapton, man. He gave me a nice check, man, just to do some background. Big shout out to Eric Clapton.
Wow.
That is big.
Eric Clapton.
That's serious musicianship
right there. The funny part is this, man. It's like I be telling people to do their homework, man.
You know
what I'm saying, Nate?
I know exactly what you're saying, brother. You know what? Let's start off. We don't have to start off from the very beginning. I mean, like
you can.
A lot of people know. Okay, let's get it in. You know, we gonna start off with today. I mean, you came in the game. With today, tell us a little bit about that because you started. It was before you became today. You were the gents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about how that started and how you got hooked up with Teddy Riley and things kind of like took a different turn. Let's talk about that.
Okay, listen, Andre Harrell back in the day, he started Uptown Records.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, big shout out to my man Andre Harrell. That's my man. He got me a lot of money too. We talk about that later. But Andre discovered us at the Latin Quarters in New York.
Wow.
We was doing a benefit against drugs. It was me, what's his name? Ralph Pardo played as Michael from Good Times. He was there and he said, "Yo, I like y'all." He said, I love the chunky dude. I like the fat dude right there. And I was like, yeah, you must be talking about me, baby, because I'm the only fat phenomenon in the group.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to put y'all on to Teddy Riley. We was like, who is that? He said, it's a new producer. He's coming up. We linked up with Teddy. I still was in high school.
Wow.
5 months after I graduated, him and me blows. Boom, we at Madison Square Garden. I said, let's go, baby. I'm out of the project.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the joy, too. That was the joy.
Thank you, man.
Word up. I ain't even going to front, bro. Wait, what year was that? That was
88.
I was in the eighth grade.
Yeah, baby.
So I was in high school.
I'm not going to front. I had the hammer pants. So what? You know what I'm saying? I had the hammer pants. So what? With the flat top. You know what I mean?
That's how we came, you know. You supposed to with the gummy. I had the lines in the body. Yo, my hairline was so crispy, baby.
Oh,
you couldn't tell me nothing. But now my sunroof is cracked. I got a bald head, but I'm still sexy with it, man.
Yeah.
Let the ladies know that.
Yeah. But it seemed like everything, that was just like, I think that's why people love this era so much, because it seemed like everything was just, it was just great music with talented artists that could sing, and not just sing, but they were like really like they played instruments. You know, it was about the quality and your skill and things like that. It's a little different now, but I think that's why everyone loves it so much because there was just like hits. It was just, everything seemed to be a hit. Even when you went solo, like there was still hits coming from you solo wise. So. After the Teddy Riley thing, I'm not going to disturb the groove. Let's just keep on going. Just go ahead, keep going.
No. I want you to ask questions because it's important because a lot of people just don't know. After the group today and then, Motown at the time, they had a new group coming in. which was Boyz II Men, and you know they wanted me to be in Boyz II Men. I'm loyal to my dudes, you know what I'm saying? Those my homies was from Jersey, they was from Philly. Gerald Busby told me straight up and down, and you know I love him. He gave me my first record deal, you know what I'm saying? But business is business. I couldn't be in Boyz II Men, even though they're an incredible group, vocalists and everything. But my loyalty was today.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you wasn't gonna push today, it's a wrap. I'm going solo. Everybody just split apart. You know what I'm saying?
Still with Teddy? You still going with Teddy? Are you still? Is the possibility still there?
I just left Teddy's house.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Big shout out to Teddy Rod. I just left his house 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out
the Bat Cave. Yeah, he got the Bat Cave going on.
Yeah, because you know y'all came up. You know y'all was one of the defining groups in the New Jack Swing era. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which was mean. Like, that whole era was mean. I hadn't really seen anything like that since the Minneapolis sound. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like Prince and
it was
Time.
Consistent,
You feel me? You feel me? Like, definitely dope.
And you know what's crazy that y'all saying that? And I know y'all do y'all homework. Big shout out to y'all, man. Y'all going to do greater numbers.
Thank you.
It's a covering over this. So let's not get it twisted in the midst of all things. But the great thing about them is, like, they respected us, but they were hating on us a little bit.
Because,
you know, we was coming with that R&B, with the crazy melodies, but we was putting samples in our records. You know, we was, like, the first to be doing all of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they was like, oh, they number sampling bugs.
Oh.
But then all of a sudden, we just started smashing them. You couldn't stop it. Then we started doing that Keith Sweat first album. Then we started doing Albie Shore. Then I came with that My Prerogative for Bobby Brown. That's Bob. You know what I mean?
Wait, you wrote the record?
Yeah, that's Bob. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. The royalty statements don't lie. You know what I'm saying? They try to get funny and put me on there. But, you know, that was the business back then. You know, it was real gangsters back then. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
Nobody
knew that. But you know the lyrical statement says it all. You know what I mean? But it's like, yo.
Yeah.
Come on. Man. It's like being around the greats, man, and it's like I just appreciate I'll never regret. I have no regrets, man.
Yeah.
That's
it's been a beautiful career for me. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know, after that I started writing the Marry My Life album. I wrote like 5 on that album. Work with
Get
Trey.
Out of here.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, the My Life album, I wrote Don't Go, You Gotta Believe, Never Wanna Live Without You,
My
Life Interlude. Yeah, that's on the first My Life, still her biggest seller.
That was one of the dopest albums. For real.
Yeah, that's my girl. Big shout out to Mary J. Blige, your brother Big Bob on the Sick Man Radio.
That is just incredible.
Sitting here with my man Fargo, my new artist, you know what I'm saying? I'm managing right now. Big shout out to Fargo. He's here.
Okay.
But yo, listen, that right there, that album right there, boy, Mary, I can't wait to write her another album.
Yeah.
I want to write her whole album. Her next one.
Oh, my goodness. I never knew all of that. That's history in the making. Like, no one knows anything about that. I didn't know. That's for certain. I mean, that's incredible to hear. So, okay, so you did a lot of writing for some of the great songs of R&B history, but you also went solo and had some hits with that, and you had success with that as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man, come on. Why'd they give a fat kid like me that type of money?
Yeah.
Big shout out to Sylvia Rome. That's my broad. That's my sister.
Yeah.
That's my girl right there.
Yeah.
She's sick with her gun. She saw, she said, come on, baby, let's get it.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite songs was I Don't Mind. Who produced that one? Bob, is it up there? Hello?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
I think we lost Bob.
Did we lose him? No. Where you at, Bob?
Ah, man, we lost
We lost them. Call back,
you know
Bob.
You know what? We're going to get into the I Don't Mind joint. Six Man
All right,
Radio.
Cool.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready, girl? Because I'm coming at you.
Here I go
Yeah. The crowd is losing their minds right now.
They bugging out. Oh, my God. Produced by Redhead Kingpin. That's my little brother, Big Todd Dawoo.
Yeah, and he was in the video, too. I was peeping the video, like, where is Redhead Kingpin right now? What is he up to?
He's one of the best producers I ever worked with, him, Teddy Riley, and a couple others, but he's a talented cat, too.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, Bob. Talib Kweli, we had him on earlier. He said to tell you what
up. Salute, Talib. Tell him I said salute.
No doubt. He said to say what up. So, you know, he said, you know, he used to listen to you back in the day as well. You know, you had a real big impact, bro.
You know, it's nothing but God.
Yeah, brother. He definitely used you because you're definitely doing you. Because to be real, I had no, and I like to think that I, you know, I'm a music aficionado. I think that I know my stuff. You know what I mean? But him telling me those records that he wrote for Mary, that was crazy. That's the craziest, that's the wildest thing I've heard. Oh, yeah. Like, for real. I wish that would have been.
Let me tell y'all something. I never forget, we in the studio. We about to work on a Dangerous album, right? Mm. I was with Teddy. So we was working on some other things with Mike, and I never forget Diddy came in there. Big shout out to Puff Daddy. That's my man. We get some money together. That dude came in there with a check that was so long, baby. He said, come on, Bob. I know you've been writing all that crack. I said, we're gone.
Yeah.
That's my brother. That's my man. Yeah. Big shout out to Diddy. I'm gonna make sure Diddy hears this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That money right there, I moved to Greenwich, Connecticut, man. Bottom line.
That's right. That's right.
That's my man. Tell him I said salute, man.
You already know. So that's what you got. You got going on coming up. You got these projects going on. God bless you, Bob. God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing. You heard?
Thank
Six you, Man Radio, you always got a home here, bro. You know?
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah. This project that you're working on with Kweli, just tap into that a little bit before we let you go.
Which one now?
The project that you have going on with, Raekwon. Tap into a little bit of that and tell us what that's about.
Well, you know, right now we in the kitchen, me and Ray. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? Big Bob. Oh, my God. If y'all haven't heard the joints we did, I did Young Jeezy joint, I Do Over.
What?
I did Rick Ross joint. You know, what's the one with Wild? I Apologize. I call my joint Apologize.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Raekwon featuring Big Bub, I Do.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize, and We Ride Together. Yeah, go get your ears right with that crack. They are, boy, the world is in some good trouble.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that you're still doing big things in the game and that we should be listening out for you. You guys definitely should follow Big Bub on Twitter. He's got Facebook and everything, and look out for his new projects coming out with that double album, right? This is your second double album. You had Tug of War, didn't you?
Yeah, Tug of War is a joint. Everybody can go download that joint for free. The Tug of War is an R&B and gospel album.
Mm-hmm.
I think y'all really going to enjoy that. Seriously.
Yeah, that's hot.
You know what I'm saying? It's the living in the flesh, dying of the flesh side. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really going to enjoy that right there. Get into some of that right there.
Okay.
Talk of War, everybody. Absolutely. Can I give some shout-outs when y'all finish asking questions?
Yeah.
But I want y'all to, you know, I don't know how long y'all segment is, y'all show.
Our show ends at 9:30, but, you know.
But what? Do they need to send some money for airtime? What are they doing over there?
We trying, Bob.
Hey, yo, listen, man. Queen Latifah, you my sister. Let's send some money over here.
That's right. Come on, Latifah. I love you.
Shout out to Queen
Latifah. Send some money over here, Diddy. Send some money over here, Dope Fat.
Definitely.
Right. Send some money over here, Six Man Radio.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hold up. We also want to get into some more music. Like I said, though, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And it was a pleasure, my dude. It was a pleasure to have you. Anytime, man, you got a home here, Adult Contemporary Hip Hop and R&B, you heard? All
absolutely.
Right? So no doubt. So who you want to shout out?
Okay, I got to shout out my man, Chef Raekwon, first and foremost. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? Ice Water Records, Kofi Black, Altrina Renee, Camouflage, and J.D. Era. Got my man, A.J. from Quantum Beats, and my man, Fargo. Hit him up at I Am Fargo. You know what I'm saying? My man, A.J. Quantum Beats. And it's a go. South Carolina, Jersey, world. It's a go. Six-man radio, baby.
Right.
Thank you, Fargo. Thank you so much. Stay on the line. We're going to go into some music, but stay right there.
Can y'all play the Queen Latifah and Heavy D joint? Rest in peace to my brother.
Which joint?
I need your love. I want your love.
It's such a classic video too.
We're gonna get that on. And a hop, skip, and a jump. Let's get it. Six Man Radio. Before we get into that, where we gonna go? For the mothers.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to Stevie Wonder. Isn't she lovely? Let's get into it.
Happy birthday to Stevie. This is his birthday weekend. Wow.
That's right. Let's get into it.
Isn't she lovely, baby?
Thank you.
Let's get it.
Man.
Yo, you know what? You know what? Fuck all that. Fuck all that. Fuck all that real quick. Fuck all that. Yo, yesterday was also the day that Bob Marley passed away in 1981. And,
wow.
You know, I can't get up out of here without playing something for the boy Bob. You heard? So
Definitely.
That's just what it is, you know. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. And a little bit of reggae too, apparently.
Yeah, right. You know, it's another dope show. See,
yeah,
it's I don't know what to say, but you know,
belt.
Another one under the belt. We had Big Bub, and I mean, dropping knowledge.
Yeah.
About his hand in some of the biggest hits in R&B history. We had Quali talking about politics. I mean, Six Man Radio. I think we're just a little bit more than just hip hop and that grown and sexy, we're around it here. We talk about it all,
We don't smother shit, man. Exactly. Tune in next week, and we'll see who we got on. We have no idea. We don't know. I don't know.
But it's going to be somebody dope,
It's going to be somebody.
Yeah, we never disappoint. We never disappoint, no matter what, Somebody told me the other day, I called in and you were playing Michael McDonald. Like, this show is great. I'm like, oh, thanks,
man.
That's who we are. We love music. That's just how it is, And we respect the architects that came in and made us love it. And that's we're going to bring you that on this show. So with that being said, we just
that
did the Stevie
said.
2 with the Stevie birthday. And then Marley passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave you with that.
Yeah. On our way out, we are going to go out. We got Bob Marley, and his joint is called Natural Mystic. Peace, y'all. See y'all next week. Six Man Radio. Let's get it.